God's plan of perfection through tribulation, an illustrated timeline. God's plan and purpose slash. Here are just a few of the major biblical events through which God has been working to accomplish His plan and His purpose in and through our lives. I have selected the only the most poignant events that begin in the beginning and point to God's method and arrive at His predetermined conclusion of these matters in order to simplify. I believe this is important to know, or at the very least, to be familiar with because 1. It shows that what has been prophesied, foretold, has come to pass with exacting accuracy, so 2. You can know that the Bible, God's breathed word, is dependable, you can count on it. And 3. You can know to prepare for what is coming without fear or dread. In fact, you can prepare with confidence that you are loved, needed and called by God to join Him in what He is doing in these last days in preparation for His return and the gathering of His saints, His church, for an eternity in our heavenly home with Him. And, finally, 4. You can boldly, lovingly and confidently confess to your friends and family that God loves them, is calling to them. You can lead them to the safety of His presence, today. Next is an abbreviated timeline, from the beginning, through selected transition points, to the end and beyond. Here, you can see God's hand moving in the affairs of humankind, leading to the end of the age. Before time had begun. First, the creation of the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1-31, before time had begun. God created all things with a plan, which includes me and you. He never needs a redo. Click here for complete detail. In the beginning, God, the journey to perfection. Second, the first humans, Genesis 1:26-31, 2:8-25, before 4000 BC. God created them, male and female, with a plan, in their image with a flaw, i.e., from Strong's Bible Hebrew language concordance, a phantom, an illusion, a vain image, of dubious character, but with potential, which includes me and you. Click here for details, then came mankind. Third, the fall of man, Genesis 3:1-24, before 4000 BC. Adam and Eve disobeyed. The flaw in their character and image from creation, which is sin, had its effect, which continues to this day, but it will have an end. Fourth, the Abrahamic covenant, Genesis 12:1 and Genesis 15, around 3400 BC. The Abrahamic covenant is an unconditional covenant. God binding Himself to Abraham and his descendants. Fifth, the Great Flood, Genesis 6:9-9:17. Before 2500 BC, God was sorry He made them. He was grieved. But it was His plan all along. God is omniscient and omnipresent. Click here for details, the flood. Sixth, the Tower of Babel, Genesis 11:1-9, before 2100 BC, the flaw of sin re-emerges as pride and rebellion toward God. Instead of destroying them, this time God scattered them. Click here for details, the Tower of Babel. Seventh, the call of Abraham, Genesis 12:1-5, 2091 BC, God prepares the world for Jesus with Isaac through Abraham. Eighth, the Exodus, Exodus 12:31-42, 14:1-31, 1446 BC, God foreshadows the work of Jesus through the Exodus from captivity and as the sacrifice for all time. 9th. The building of the first temple, 1 Kings 6, 966 BC. 10th. The destruction of the first temple, 2 Kings 24:13. The temple was plundered by King Nebuchadnezzar II of the Neo-Babylonian Empire when the Babylonians attacked Jerusalem during the brief reign of Jehoiakim circa 598 BCE, 2 Kings 24:13. 11th. The building of the second temple. Haggai 1. As the central Jewish place of sacrificial worship from about 515 BCE until its destruction by the Romans in 70 CE, the second temple in Jerusalem played a major role in the religious and national life of the Jewish people. 12. The birth of Jesus, Matt 1:18-2:23, Luke 2:1-10. 5 BC. The arrival of perfection on earth. Jesus, God in the flesh, is born in the new covenant, for you and me, is established. Now the called can see and be made into the very image of God. The tribulation begins, and the eternal plan enters its final stages. 13. The birth pains of the tribulation. The birth pains of the tribulation which began at or around the birth of Jesus, which includes the coming of false Christs, wars and rumors of wars, nations rising against nations, kingdoms against kingdoms, famines and earthquakes, which Jesus calls the beginning of birth pains, which describe tribulation seals 1 through 5 as found in Matthew 24 1-31 and Revelation chapters 6 and 7. Testimonies and comments by Jesus and his disciples, the apostles, clearly show the tribulation period, the opening of tribulation seals 1 through 5, began as early as Jesus' birth through AD 95 and continue. See, did Jesus and the apostles really say this? 13a. The last days are proclaimed and explained. The significance of the coming Messiah. And the last days are proclaimed. Section 13. A.1. Matthew 24 4-31, Jesus, describing a panorama of the tribulation and the last days. Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us, when will these things happen, and what will be the sign of your coming, and of the end of the age?" And Jesus answered and said to them, see Matthew 24 3-4. 1. In the last days, there will be a rise of false Christs and false prophets. This was an ongoing problem since as early as AD 35. See Matthew 24 4-5. 2. In the last days, there will be famines and earthquakes. This has been a regular occurrence since as early as AD 35 or earlier. See Matthew 24 7 and the 4 less than sub th slash sub tribulation seal, found in Revelation 6 5-8. 3. In the last days, there are wars and rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of war have been occurring since as early as AD 35 or earlier. See Matthew 24 6 and the 2 less than sub nd slash sub tribulation seal, found in Revelation 6 3-4. 4. In the last days, there will be a persecution and martyrdom of Christians. This has been an ongoing problem since as early as AD 35. See Matthew 24 9 and the 5 less than sub th slash sub tribulation seal, found in Revelation 6 9-11. 5. In the last days, there will be a falling away from the faith. This has been an ongoing problem since as early as AD 35, and has been increasing to this very day. See Matthew 24 10. These things, false Christs, wars and rumors of war, famines, earthquakes and plagues, persecutions, martyrs, which Jesus calls the birth pangs of the tribulation, are nothing new, and from these cited verses, we can plainly see that the first five tribulation seals have been broken, and the effects had begun between the time of the birth of Jesus and AD 95, and have been overlapping and increasing in their intensity since those early days. Jesus calls the one less than sup st slash sup phase of the tribulation the birth pangs, Matthew 24 8. Jesus then calls the two less than sup nd slash sup phase of the tribulation, the great tribulation, Matthew 24 21, also known as the six less than sup th slash sup tribulation seal, Revelation 6 12-14, and the great and terrible day of the Lord, Joel 2:31, and the wrath of the Lamb, Revelation 6 16. Please click these links for verification and understanding. Section 13. A.2. Acts 2:14-17, the Apostle Peter, saying, "Let this be known to you, and give ear to my words. Sup slash sup, for these people are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel, and in the last days it shall be spoken and written in or around AD 30 to AD 60. 1 Peter 1:20, the Apostle Peter, saying, "He, Jesus, was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for the sake of you." Spoken and written in or around AD 30 to AD 60. 1 Peter 4:7, the Apostle Peter, saying, "The end of all things is at hand." Spoken and written in or around AD 30 to AD 60. 2 Peter 3:3. The Apostle Peter, saying, "Knowing this first of all, that scoffers will come in the last days." Spoken and written in or around AD 30 to AD 60. If these verses say all these things began occurring in or around AD 30 to AD 60, and Peter called those days the last times, the last days, and it is the end of all things. Section 13. A.3. 1 Corinthians 10:11, the Apostle Paul, saying, "Now these things happened to them as an example and warning, to us, they were written for our instruction, to admonish and equip us, upon whom the ends of the ages have come." spoken and written in or around AD 30 to AD 60. Hebrews 1:2, the Apostle Paul, saying, "But in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son." Spoken and written in or around AD 30 to AD 60. Hebrews 9:26, the Apostle Paul, saying, "But as it is, Jesus has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself." Spoken and written in or around AD 30 to AD 60. If these verses say all these things began occurring in the last times, the days, and it is the end of all things. Section 13. A.4. 2 Timothy 3:1, Timothy, saying, "But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty." Spoken and written in or around AD 30 to AD 60. If these verses say all these things began occurring in the last times, the days, and it is the end of all things. Section 13. A.5. 1 John 2:18. The Apostle John, saying, "Children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have come. Therefore, we know that it is the last hour." Spoken and written in or around AD 30 to AD 60. Revelation 1:9, the Apostle John, saying, "I, John, your brother and fellow participant in the tribulation." Spoken and written in or around AD 95 to AD 100. If these verses say that John was a fellow participant in the tribulation in the year AD 95. These testimonies clearly tell us that the last days, also known as the end of all things, the end of the ages, the last hour, the last times in the tribulation, began at the birth of Christ, and these first five tribulation seals have been overlapping and intensifying since those days. We are still awaiting the breaking of the sixth less than sub-th/sub tribulation seal, also known as the great and terrible day of the Lord, the wrath of the Lamb, and the great tribulation. 14th. The temptation of Jesus, Matthew 4:1-11, Mark 1:12-13, -27 AD. Jesus is tested and shows those who will follow him, which includes you and me, how to resist the devil and overcome trial, temptations, and tribulation. 15th. The calling of the disciples, Matthew 4:18-22, Mark 1:16-20, Luke 5:1-11. 27 AD. God is building his invasion force of earth, and the preparation for eternity has begun, which includes you and me. 16th. The Sermon on the Mount / Plain, Matthew 5:1-7:29, Luke 6:29-40. -27 AD. Jesus gives the picture of salvation and teaches about the process of sanctification and how we, that is, you and me, are to inherit the kingdom of heaven through many tests, trials, temptations, and much tribulation. 17th. Jesus's crucifixion, Matthew 27:32-56, Mark 15:21-41, Luke 23:26-49, John 19:16-37. 30 AD. The sacrifice is made. The eradication of sin and the imperfect, because the perfect has come. 18th. Jesus's resurrection, Matthew 28:1-20, Mark 16:1-20, Luke 24:1-53, John 21:31, 30 AD, 30 AD. Jesus conquers sin and death. He lives, and we, you and I, can now live. The way is cleared to follow Jesus. 19th. The giving of the Great Commission, Matthew 28:16-20, 30 AD. The invasion of earth has begun. Jesus sends his army of saints, which includes you and me, to set the prisoners free. He sends us with his authority, and he is with us until the end. 20th. The day of Pentecost, Acts 2:1-41. 30 AD. The power of the Holy Spirit is released into the lives of the saints of God, and yes, that includes you and me, and nothing will ever be the same. 21st. The destruction of the second temple. Matthew 24:1-2. Jesus left the temple area and was going on his way when his disciples came up to point out the temple buildings to him. But he responded and said to them, "Do you not see all these things? Truly I say to you, not one stone here will be left upon another, which will not be torn down." Future, end times timeline. 22nd. The rise of the Antichrist. After the church is taken out of the way, 2 Thessalonians 2:7-8. a satanically empowered man will gain worldwide control with promises of peace, Revelation 13:1, Daniel 9:27. He will be aided by another man, called the false prophet, who heads up a religious system that requires worship of the Antichrist, Revelation 19:20. From our perspective today, the next event in the eschatological timeline is the rapture can be considered as imminent, with the exception of the revealing of the Antichrist, which must come first, which is the man of lawlessness. 2 Thessalonians 1:2-4. 23rd. The second coming of Jesus. Matthew 24:29-31. The future. The sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. And he will send forth his angels with a great trumpet blast, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the sky to the other, and if you are alive at that time, we are included. The rapture will have already occurred at this point in time. For greater detail, click here for the Great Tribulation. 24th. The Rapture of the Church. 1 Corinthians 15:52. The Rapture of the Church. Christ comes in the clouds to snatch away all those who trust in him. Matthew 24:29-31, 1 Corinthians 15:52. At this same time, the dead in Christ will be resurrected and taken to heaven, too. 25th. The breaking of the sixth tribulation seal, the beginning of the great tribulation, the great and terrible day of the Lord, the wrath of the Lamb and the final 7 years of tribulation, Matthew 24:29-31, Revelation 6:21. The sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And the great tribulation, the great and terrible day of the Lord, will have begun. Those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life will have escaped these days. Section 25. A. The Great Tribulation. Also known as the Great and Terrible Day of the Lord and the Wrath of the Lamb. Semicolon: a period of 7 years in which God's judgment is poured out on sinful humanity, Revelation 6-16. The Antichrist's rise to power is associated with this time period. During the tribulation on earth, the church will be in heaven, Revelation 7:9-11. It is thought that at this time the judgment seat of Christ and the marriage supper of the Lamb will occur in heaven, 2 Corinthians 5:10, Revelation 19:6-10. Section 25. B. The Battle of Gog and Magog. In the first part of the tribulation, a great army from the north, in alliance with several other countries from the Middle East and Africa, attacks Israel and is defeated by God's supernatural intervention, Ezekiel 38-39. This can also be found in Revelation 9:1-21, Revelation 16:1-19-1-21, and in Daniel 7:24-27. The sixth trumpet and the army from the east. Revelation 9:13. Then the sixth angel sounded his trumpet, and I heard a solitary voice from the four horns of the golden altar which stands before God, verse 14, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, "Release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates." Verse 15. So the four angels, who had been prepared for the appointed hour and day and month and year, were released to kill a third of mankind. Verse 16. The number of the troops of cavalry was twice 10,000 times 10,000, 200 million, I heard the number of them. Verse 17. And this is how I saw the horses and their riders in my vision. The riders had breastplates, the color of fire and of hyacinth, sapphire blue, and of brimstone, yellow, and the heads of the horses looked like the heads of lions, and from out of their mouths came fire and smoke and brimstone, burning sulfur. Verse 18. A third of mankind was killed by these three plagues, by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone that came from the mouths of the horses. Verse 19. For the power of the horses, to do harm, is in their mouths and in their tails, for their tails are like serpents and have heads, and it is with them that they do harm. The sounding of the six less than sub th slash sub trumpet signals the release of the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates, which represents an army. The number of the troops of cavalry is twice 10,000 times 10,000, or 200 million. Most commentators suggest this is an army of China based on the size of the army. However, the Euphrates River is in southwestern Asia, and winds through regions of the Middle East, through northern Syria and Iraq to the head of the Persian Gulf. It is also useful to note that the ten-nation confederation named in Ezekiel 38, in Daniel chapter 7 and 9 and again in Revelation chapter 17, as the armies of Armageddon are from the nations of 1. Gog, also known as Rush, Russia, and 2. Rush, Russia. 3. Magog, also known as Russia. 4. Gomer, also known as Eastern Europe, Southern Russia. 5. Put, also known as Libya. 6. Kush, also known as Ethiopia. 7. Persia, also known as Iran. 8. Meshek, also known as modern-day Turkey. 9. Tubal, also known as an area in central Turkey. 10. Beth Togarma, also known as Georgia, Chechnya, Turkey, Armenia. The combined armies described in the Book of Ezekiel, from the east. They are Russia, with an army of 1,100,000, Turkey, with an army of 355,000, Iran, with an army of 523,000, including the Islamic Revolutionary Guard, Ethiopia's army of 138,000, Chechnya's army is approximately 10,000, the army of Georgia is approximately 21,000, even with this abbreviated list we can count only 2,142,000 fighting troops, far short of the prophesied 200 million troop end times military invasion of Israel. Interestingly, however, the Russian invasion of Ukraine in 2022 has since transformed geopolitics, uniting the West against Russia and reigniting talk of a new Cold War or even World War III. But Russia, it is now clear, is not as isolated as the initial global outcry suggested. It benefits from a robust network of partners, allies, and fellow travelers that includes countries such as Belarus, China, India, Iran, and North Korea. Since the invasion, China and India have dramatically increased imports of discounted Russian oil, providing Moscow with a record current account surplus in 2022. Iran has provided Russia with vital arms, including Shahed kamikaze drones to swarm Ukraine's air defenses. Last year, North Korea began shipments of artillery and missiles to Russia. And many countries in the global south, including South Africa, continue to maintain military and strategic ties with Russia. When considering Russia's allies in addition to the 10-nation confederation previous referenced in this article from Ezekiel 38, Daniel chapter 7 and 9 and again in Revelation chapter 17, as the armies of Armageddon, the numbers begin to increase dramatically. Finally, when considering the cumulative population of these countries, 3,700,000,000, and their conscription capabilities, it is easy to see how a military force of 250 million could be assembled at any moment. And, they will be released to kill a third of mankind. Section 25. C. The Abomination of Desolation. At the midway point of the seven-year tribulation, the Antichrist breaks his covenant with Israel and shows his true colors. The Jews are scattered, and many of them turn to the Lord, realizing that Jesus is their Savior. A great persecution breaks out against all those who believe in Christ, Daniel 12:11, Mark 13:14, Revelation 12:17. Section 25. D. The Battle of Armageddon. At the end of the tribulation. Having returned in the clouds after the breaking of the fifth tribulation seal and before the breaking of the sixth tribulation seal, Matthew 24:29-31, Jesus now reappears with the armies of heaven and on his robe and on his thigh he has a name written, King of Kings, and Lord of Lords, see Revelation 19:16, to save Jerusalem from annihilation and defeats the armies of the nations fighting under the banner of the Antichrist, Revelation 19:11-21. The Antichrist and the false prophet are captured and thrown alive into the lake of fire, Revelation 19:20. Section 25. E. The Judgment of the Nations. Christ will judge the survivors of the tribulation, separating the righteous from the wicked as sheep and goats, Matthew 25:31-46. It is thought that at this time the Old Testament saints will be raised from the dead, the righteous will enter the millennial kingdom, the wicked will be cast into hell. Section 25. F. The Binding of Satan. Satan will be bound and held in a bottomless pit for the next 1,000 years, Revelation 21:3. Section 25. G. The Millennial Kingdom. Jesus himself will rule the world, and Jerusalem will be the capital. This will be a 1,000-year period of peace and prosperity on earth, Revelation 20, Isaiah 60-62. Memorial sacrifices will be offered in a rebuilt temple in Jerusalem, Ezekiel 40-48. Section 25. H. The Last Battle. At the end of the 1,000 years, Satan will be released from his prison for a short time. He will deceive the nations once again, and there will be a rebellion against the Lord that will be quickly defeated, Revelation 27-10. Satan will be cast into the lake of fire, never to reappear. Section 25. I. The Great White Throne Judgment. All those in hell will be brought forth, and all the wicked from all eras of history will be resurrected to stand before God in a final judgment, Revelation 20:11-15. The verdicts are read, and all of sinful humanity is cast into the lake of fire. 26. The new heaven and new earth, Revelation 21:1-5, in the future. Those who have overcome, are with God eternally, which includes you and me, and, God's plan for perfection has been completed. Yes, we will experience difficulties, trials and tribulations in this life, but as the Apostle Peter says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith, which is more precious than gold which perishes, and though you are tested by fire, it may be found to result in praise, glory, and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. For a more detailed narrative, please see the series, Journey to Perfection.